Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Services is out. Katie Lewis reports.
The number of jobs added by private in November is at a level not seen since January. ADP says 127,000 jobs were created. That's well below predictions of 190,000 jobs being added. ADP's chief economist said job creation is being impacted by interest rate hikes put in place by the Federal Reserve. They also noted fewer workers are leaving their jobs, quote, and the post-pandemic recovery is stabilizing, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Federal Reserve officials have crushed investors' hopes of an early end to inflation. Two of the Fed's regional presidents, John Williams and James Bullard, warned on Monday that the inflation threat has not faded. Instead of rebounding, the U.S. economy will shrink and face stubborn price increases in 2023. Congressional leaders agreed Tuesday to head off a nationwide strike by railroad workers, promising to pass legislation quickly that would avert a work stoppage crippling the supply chain and U.S. economy. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House lawmakers will aim to pass legislation today. This after President Biden took a victory lap earlier this year before the bigger unions declined the offer. Firefighters were investigating a hazmat situation at the water reclamation facility in Glendale, Arizona overnight after a large plume of smoke was sent into the air because of a bleach and salt mixture inside of it. Glendale Fire Captain Ashley Lush on Fox 10.
Because the chemicals are actually lighter than air, they are just going to lift off and dissipate really quickly. So we're grateful for that because it does not pose a threat to any of the structures or life safety.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The European Union's plan to cap the price of Russian crude oil has hit a roadblock just days before the measure was due. Poland and other countries have nixed the idea. The European Union countries were expected to announce their price cap measure last week, but have had to postpone as there's a big split about which level would cause Russia the most financial pain and keeping damage to a minimum in Europe. Airbnb has added a new way to rent their properties.
Airbnb is launching a new platform that allows renters to host apartment rentals. It's a project in partnership with major landlords so tenants can host their units just as homeowners do. Typically, such subletting is prohibited in the short term. The company says a new page on its website directs interested renters to a list of more than 175 apartment buildings in more than 25 major markets to start. Some of those include Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Atlanta. It comes as rent keeps going up across the country. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We drove down to Old Cap Town and ruled Saturday night. There were no girls around.
The country music world is in shock. 37-year-old Jake Flint, a country singer from Oklahoma, died in his sleep last week just hours after his wedding. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, it's been a week. You've got Donald Trump announcing a presidential run. Republicans get the majority in the House. Kevin McCarthy, is he going to be the new speaker or not? With us right now is William Doyle, author of The Titan of the Senate, Orrin Hatch, and the Once and Future Golden Age of Bipartisanship. William, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hello. Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
Well, I do want to talk about your book about Orrin Hatch, probably one of my favorite U.S. senators that you say is probably the greatest U.S. senator of modern times. But before we get there, let's talk about Donald Trump announcing his presidential run. People thought it might be prudent for him to wait until after the Georgia senatorial race was satisfied. But Donald Trump, doing what Donald Trump does, is on his own schedule. He's not all that concerned about what happens in Georgia, I guess.
Well, I'm of two completely opposing minds about this right now. On the one hand, I look at Paul Ryan and a number of establishment Republicans, a great number, and the media, including Fox News, apparently, sort of breaking off from supporting Donald Trump. And I think to myself, okay, he's toast. It's over. He's yesterday's news. The polls seem to support that. But on the other hand, he came out of absolutely nowhere in his first run for office, and he defied every pundit, every observer. Nobody thought he was going to become president. It was kind of a ludicrous idea. I come from New York City, where I used to see him walking down Park Avenue, and he would, this is before he was running for president, and he would come toward me, and I'd go come toward him, and he'd give me a clenched fist. Like, hey, man, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And I'd do the same to him. And he was like a neighborhood blast from the disco era, from the distant past, who happened to have a reality TV show. So, you know, and but I will never count him out of anything. And I think he retains a huge amount of support. Of course, you know, what happens if he doesn't get nominated? A third party would kill Republicans' hopes of getting the White House. So I don't think he wants to be blamed for that. I don't know. Conventional wisdom is he's on the downslope of the ratings of his own TV show that's been going on for 6 years. But I think he could wind up, you know, continuing to dominate enough of the Republican Party in rank and file and hearts and minds to be a serious contender. So that's my theory, is he's a very serious contender.
Well, without a doubt, I think that he has been counted out more than once during his political career, and he keeps mounting thousands of people coming to his events. You know, it was just reported here recently, I don't know if you saw this or not, but after Elon Musk returned the former president to Twitter, did you see the numbers? His numbers went up over 1 million since his announcement. He's got over 85 million. Now, I got to tell you, if he is down and out for the count, he, first of all, would not be getting any number like that and still holding with a following of 85. That's more votes than Joe Biden got in 2020, supposedly.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I come from the world of television. I started off in politics as an intern for conservative, capital C, conservative New York U.S. Senator James Buckley, the only conservative ever elected to the Senate. And I'm still in touch with him. And my roots and my first impressions were very much of the Senate. And lo and behold, I write a book about the history of the Senate, the history of bipartisanship, and specifically Orrin Hatch all these years later, as you said, called Titan of the Senate. I look at Donald Trump as a TV show. He is a TV show, and all TV shows have a natural life where they go up in the ratings, they hold steady for a period of time, they start shaking, and then there's always an inevitable downswing until they get canceled. And I wonder if that's what's happening to him. He's entertainment, he's energy, he's love and hate, and you know, the most compelling TV show of American politics in the last 20, 30 years. But I really wonder how much longer he can be relevant. I think he's very vulnerable to a DeSantis or some. Here's what I think, Bill. I think the next president is going to be someone we haven't heard of, or we're not thinking of, or we're not talking about. And the proof of that, to me, is the fact that Barack Obama came out of literally nowhere, 2 years in the Senate and a community organizer before that. He stood up and he started talking very, very well about no red, no blue. There's only a red, white, and blue America. That was an appeal to bipartisanship, and that was a beautiful strategy for him. It got him elected president, no matter what you think of his record as president. Now, Donald Trump did something very, very similar. He said, I'm going to come in, I'm going to overturn the temple of both sides, I'm going to drain the swamp, and they're all incompetent or crooks. And that was a pretty bipartisan attack on the establishment. And that there are similarities there. So I think the field is wide open for somebody to come forward with a nonpartisan or bipartisan or Eisenhower-type approach without much of a record, but to run on the higher principles of America, where it's a pluralistic, yes, diverse of opinion nation that can be united by the fact that we are so different. And that's something that Orrin Hatch pleaded for in his farewell speech in 2019. I interviewed him a lot for my book, Titan of the Senate, before he died earlier this year. And his big lesson, I think, is to be a passionate, in his case, a passionate conservative, very effective conservative. 42 years in the Senate, the longest serving Republican of all time in the Senate. So therefore, the winningest Republican senator of all time, the person who won the most elections for over 42 years. And he was the most effective senator, with Ted Kennedy being ranked number two. But in the end, he got together with liberals, he got together with Ted Kennedy, and on four occasions that I detail in my book, he engineered great achievements for the American people, like the Americans with Disabilities Act, like the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Act of 1990, like the Children's State Health Insurance Program, and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. All of them were deeply bipartisan, and Hatch championed them and got Republicans and conservatives to get behind them by shaping the legislation more in his direction. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we need more of today.
Well, there's no doubt we need it, but can we get it? I mean, could Orrin Hatch be successful in today's ideologically fixed political environment? I mean, Orrin Hatch didn't anticipate the level of cancellation. I believe what Donald Trump did expose was the swamp and the deep state. It's going to be a battle. Whoever becomes president of the United States, especially from a conservative angle, because the resistance by the deep state joined with the mainstream media seems to be very clearly pronounced these days, William, in my humble opinion.
Well, you know, that's true. But again, I'd say that Donald Trump proves that if you believe in everything you just said, and a lot of it is, I think, very valid, Donald Trump proves that an unknown force from absolutely sideways, in other words, no political background, can come in and be elected president. That was not that long ago.
I'll tell you what, William.
5 years ago.
Let's pick it up from there. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from William Doyle after this. Stay with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me to...
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. William Doyle, the author of Titan of the Senate, Orrin Hatch, and the Once and Future Golden Age of Bipartisanship, continues with us. William, as you were saying, certainly the marketplace is always open for somebody. But you're going to have to, like anything, you're going to have to go through Donald Trump. Donald Trump is very determined to run. And as you know, and what we saw in 2015, you know, through the campaign, is he absorbs a lot of oxygen out of the room. He is such a strong figure. And it is going to take a unique individual, or, you know, I even pondered the idea that maybe Donald Trump, you know, because of all that he's been through, his family. I mean, you already got Ivanka just saying, hey, Dad, not this time around. I'm not going to do it. And I think she was a tremendous asset for the Trump administration for 4 years. But this family, for all that they did in giving us more jobs, you know, one of the highest historic figures that gave us more jobs in the history of America, modern history of America, what he did with the border, what he did for energy independence, what he did, I mean, with the Abraham Accords. I mean, we're on the verge of, you know, four separate peace compacts with Arab nations and Israel, moving Israel's capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, that they said, oh my goodness, you're going to ignite World War III. But it took a figure like Donald Trump to do what seemingly was the impossible. So he's got the credentials and the fact that he's done it before. As Dick Morris would say, why do we know that Trump can do it? Because he did it before. This isn't a bunch of political rhetoric. And I got to say that a majority of Americans would love to re-embrace energy independence one more time.
Well, if everything you said is true, and I think it mostly is, or all of it, why did Joe Biden beat him? That's a mouthful.
Well, that is a question that we're all asking, William. We're all asking that same question. Go ahead.
Well, I know the answer to my question, and that is, I have a theory about the midterm elections, and the theory is this. Republicans had a miserable communications strategy. They had an almost complete lack of a coherent policy platform to appeal to the American people to say this specifically is what we're going to do in the next Congress to address crime, poverty, immigration, education, the whole list of items. It's probably seven big items that we all care about. And the Democrats had an equally miserable lack of a coherent communication strategy. So it was a collision between two incompetent communication strategies. Donald Trump won because he had a very simple, clear communication strategy. Biden won because he thought the American people were sick of Trump, and enough of them were that somehow he won. Now, I think that leaves, as you said before, it leaves the field wide open, I think, for new people and new ideas and new approaches. And here's the lesson of Orrin Hatch, the biggest lesson from my book, Titan of the Senate. And it's a radical idea, given what you just said about where we are right now. Orrin Hatch said in his farewell address to the Senate and to me repeatedly, he said, our biggest disagreements, most of them in America, are not arguments between good and evil. They are between good and good. Now, you can say, well, abortion is not an example of that, or this is another, you know, different issues. I might agree with you. But Hatch's point was that if you consider your enemy or your opponent, excuse me, your political opponent to be literally the devil or a demon worthy only of being slaughtered, I have news for everybody. You're not going to slaughter them because the polls show surprising complexity, rational thinking, and open-mindedness on the part of, I'd say, 80% of Americans. They're going to look issue by issue and person by person. So if you want to start demonizing the woke left or the radical, you know, fascist right, I think that's old rhetoric. I think the people are ready for a total turn in American politics toward, I don't mean, you know, love and peace and kumbaya. People will still fight with passion for what they believe in, but they're ready for specific policy solutions to things that affect them every day. Like, if I could tell you what Republicans said was going to fix inflation, they would have won. But now they think they did it in bits and pieces, but they didn't. I mean, McCarthy had a 150-page policy, comprehensive policy book. I haven't read it, I'm ashamed to say, but it didn't help them, triumph as they thought they would in the midterm. So my point is, it's all about communications, and that's the lesson of Trump and the lesson of Obama. And I think that the future of this country is much more toward, these may sound like dirty words, negotiation, compromise, and bipartisanship. But in the end, Bill, they create our greatest moments as Americans. NATO,
well, no
Marshall
question.
Plan,
right.
Civil rights, these are all bipartisan triumphs. And the things that Ted Kennedy accomplished with Orrin Hatch, the four big things in my book, are the same are the same thing. And this year, what nobody seems to pay attention to is that this year there were bipartisan achievements on gun safety, veterans care reform, the semiconductor competitiveness with China. There was even bipartisan support for the infrastructure bill. There was bipartisan support for a surprising number of items on the national agenda. We just need a lot more of it, and we need new solutions to the problems that, frankly, we're not doing much about because of this, what you called earlier, like this paralysis and this poisoned, hateful rhetoric. I don't think it's getting us anywhere. And I think the American people are ready for an entirely new approach.
Well, I agree. I mean, we've been begging for civility for a long time, but it's got to be up to the leadership of both parties to be intentional to that end. But when you hear the rhetoric that's flying around, even from our president right now, William, I got to tell you, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for me. It stiffens my spine, and I've had it with it. I mean, it is disgusting. It does not unite this country, because you're exactly right. I agree with you. You know, when the parties can work together, and this includes independents, anybody that has a voice to make it better, when they're on the playing field and we're all participating in the solutions, it's always better because of the cumulative intelligence and participation, you know, to the problem. I mean, for example, case in point, I was born and raised in California, happen to be in California here right now. California, the once golden state, is a hot mess because it's controlled by one party. So, you know, it doesn't allow for bipartisanship. I mean, you've only got, I think, 9 or 10 Republicans in the state legislature, and that should tell you everything you know. And this is why everything's rammed down everybody's throats. And but it's to the injury of all parties, because the Democrats could be better if they coexisted and worked in a spirit of bipartisanship with the Republicans, and conversely, the Republicans would be better, and as a result, the American people would be better, because we're getting a better output and solutions from our political process. So in spirit, I agree 100% with what you're sharing with us, and I'm with you. Hopefully, this can be realized the sooner the better.
Well, the lessons are surprising, and the lessons are in my book, Titan of the Senate. It's like a roadmap that everybody should be studying now, because it has happened in the recent past, and in a big way, and in ways that continue to benefit the government. Look at the Americans with Disabilities Act. Orrin Hatch never got credit for this. I got this from the people inside the building the day that the ADA passed. And I got this from disability rights activists who told me if he hadn't saved that act, we'd still be trying to get it passed. And he did it by opposing his own party. Some people in his own party, Jesse Helms, a conservative primarily, and having the audacity to sit down with Ted Kennedy, Tom Harkin, John McCain, from all around the spectrum, and hammering something out which was tortuous. It took a year and a half of tortured negotiations.
Right.
It nearly fell apart several times, but in the end, Hatch got enough protections for small business and enough sense built into the bill that everybody thought it was a great triumph.
Exactly.
People with that kind of courage do that again on all the issues that you and I care about. And
this is why your book is so important. William Doyle, author of The Titan of the Senate, Orrin Hatch, and the Once and Future Golden Age of Bipartisanship. Thank you, William. Take care.
Listen, you know, a new FDA ruling allows you to be able to buy hearing aids over the counter with no prescription. You could save thousands of dollars. And if you want to know exactly how our hearing aids can help you hear better, we're offering 100 free hearing tests today. You can call right now and take our free over-the-phone hearing test. Then we'll tell you which hearing product you best qualify for and how you can save thousands of dollars with no prescription required. And all in the comfort
comfort of your home right over the telephone. You owe it to your family and friends to hear better today. Find out what you're missing. Call MD Hearing right now for your free hearing test and to save thousands of dollars on your new hearing aids. We make it easy for you to hear better. Here's our number.
800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve officials have crushed investors' hopes of an early end to inflation. Two of the Fed's regional presidents, John Williams and James Bullard, warned on Monday that the inflation threat has not faded. Instead of rebounding, the U.S. economy will shrink and face stubborn price increases in 2023. A Missouri man convicted of ambushing and killing a St. Louis, Missouri area police officer in 2005, he blamed for the death of his younger brother, was executed overnight. 37-year-old Kevin Johnson was at the state prison in Bonterra for killing Officer William McEntee. Congressional leaders agreed Tuesday to head off a nationwide strike by railroad workers, promising to pass legislation quickly that would avert a work stoppage crippling the supply chain and the U.S. economy. This after President Biden took a victory lap earlier this year before the bigger unions declined the offer. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
America, Bill Martinez here with you. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Susan Swift is going to be joining us. She's an attorney with the Right to Life League, which is the oldest pro-life organization in America. She's also the vice president of legal affairs at the Right to Life League. Susan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, I wanted to talk about abortion. A lot has been said. I think the Democrats have tried to control the narrative and just insisting that the reversal of the Dobbs decision, abortion going back to the states, was a key decider in the midterm elections. I'm not quite seeing it that way. Maybe you can help us understand how abortion impacted the elections this year.
Oh, they're just saying that because they have someone who's incompetent in office, Biden. We know that he can't even see straight. He probably needs help putting his pants on in the morning. So they're just saying that because they needed something to run on. They couldn't run on the economy because it's in the toilet. They had nothing else except the abortion issue, and they focused on the overturn of Roe versus Wade. You'll remember that they had these unhinged leftist lunatics, wackos, out there actually plotting to kill one of the justices, Justice Kavanaugh.
Exactly.
That lunatic, you know, who was there, you know, planning to murder him. So this is all that the pro-aborts really can do to muster up, you know, any kind of talking point for elections to make sure that their handmaids in government stay put and keep directing federal money into the abortion industry. The abortion cartel is trying to maintain power. So let's look, though, at what really happened with, you know, the election.
I want to hang on 1 second, Susan, because you just hit on something. I want to make sure people catch this. See, because if the abortion issue becomes a non-issue, and this is something that has been stirred up, really, when you look at the numbers, it is a small minority of people. I mean, we have minority rule in this country right now, because there's a lot lot of money that's supporting this. So if you take that brick out of the wall of the Democratic Party, that represents a lot of revenue both ways. So, and if that implodes on itself, if that's allowed to go away, I mean, you've got Democrats suddenly finding themselves on a breathing machine, because they it's almost like they can't exist without this issue. They can't fundraise. They lose any kind of energy and passion, you know, for their purpose, do they?
I think you're absolutely right, but I will say one caveat. Pro-life is not an exclusively left or right issue. There are pro-life Democrats, and there are also, unfortunately, pro-abort Republicans. So this isn't a partisan issue. This is really, truly an American culture issue. And we know from a poll, and it was an ABC Washington Post poll that came out one day before the election on November 7th, that reported that, that showed that 64% of Americans reject abortion on demand 24/7 up to the moment of birth, which is exactly what these radical pro-aborts are always advocating. So we know that. That was before the election, November 7th. Now we also can look at the CNN exit polling that, that came out on, you know, shortly after the election on November 8th. Mm-hmm. It showed that 75% of people said that inflation was their number one issue. So calling pro-life an issue that defeated a red wave, that's just political spin. Because most people who, according to very, you know, radical CNN, they're saying 75% of people were focused on the economy and not on a, on abortion or pro-life issues. So we know that going in. Now let's look at the key pro-life victories that happened that I don't think a lot of people in media are really talking about. Mm-hmm. In Oklahoma, Oklahoma has enacted an almost total ban on abortion. That went into effect in August 2022. It was a trigger ban. As soon as the Roe versus Wade was overturned, the Oklahoma total ban on abortion went into effect. And yet, what happened in November? Governor Kevin Stitt was reelected, and he is a pro-life conservative type of a governor. So it, that that issue didn't seem to affect the voters right there. They approved Governor Stitt. In Texas, there was a 6-week heartbeat ban. We know about the Texas heartbeat law. That was that got in the news a lot. So that was in effect. And yet, Governor Greg Abbott easily won re-election there. In Florida, there's a 15-week abortion ban. It's very much similar to the Louisiana, you know, abortion ban, because the baby can feel pain at that point. And we know Governor DeSantis and Senator Rubio swept through and you know, were reelected. So obviously, abortion wasn't an issue that kept them from winning. Also, in Georgia, a lot of people don't know, Georgia, 2019, they had a law that banned abortion after 6 weeks. And that's in effect because of its, you know, Roe versus Wade overturned. So in Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp trounced Stacey Abrams, who said that a baby's heartbeat wasn't even real. I mean, she was the one that said that the ultrasound machine that picks up a baby's heartbeat, which is the same technology as, you know, we use in submarines and things. And so, she said that that was made up, that that was manufactured. She said a baby's heartbeat was fake. Okay, and yet, so voters rejected her and voted for Governor Brian Kemp. So I think that we've had key pro-life victories in many of these states. We now also, there are enough pro-life people that have been elected to Congress to make sure that there are enough pro-life votes now to block any attempted codification of Roe versus Wade, which is something that, that Biden and the pro-abort have been threatening to do, that they want to put Roe versus Wade basically into the Constitution. That's not going to happen, so that's going to stop. So I think pro-life is doing quite well, thank you very much, even though we have questions about election integrity, and even though there's tons of money. I've been hearing it's like being outspent, you know, 7-1, 10-1 in many of these races where money is flowing. And you've got to remember, as you said, Bill, the money is coming from the abortion cartel. It's a massive business that doesn't just get money from the government to pay for these abortions. They're also selling baby body parts. We know that from the David Dalyden film. This is human trafficking. They are trafficking in fetal body parts. They're hoping to abort children because they can use their little tissues, their eyes, their brains, their organs to sell and to medical researchers. UCSF is doing that as we speak. This is the kind of unseen, kind of almost dark money, black market abortion trade. It is human trafficking in dead baby parts. That's
exactly
where the money is coming mm-hmm. from, and it is flowing into the coffers of different politicians who then support more pro-abortion legislation.
Wow, there's so much to unfold here, Susan. First of all, I thought the selling of baby parts was illegal. Is it not?
It is illegal, but nobody's looking at that, is it? I mean, remember David Zeligin? He brought all.
Oh
of
yeah,
that
no, I remember him directly. Right? Yes, exactly. Yes. Right. Yeah.
And he's the one
that goes to jail, and he's the one that's got he's got legal fees in excess of a quarter of $1 million to defend himself.
Yes.
And meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is out there raising money and merrily as they go along here, you know.
Planned Parenthood is always fundraising because it's and now in California we're going to be spending just massive amounts of money to have even more abortion access in our cities, especially in Los Angeles County. That's SB 1245 that was passed. I mean, mm-hmm. we are directing state money to make sure that all types of pro-abort clinics are fully funded and stay open. And yet at the same time in California, our Office of the Attorney General is saber-rattling and targeting pro-life clinics, telling them, hey, you know, you better be very careful about what you say in your advertising. It might be false advertising. We might have
yes.
to investigate you. They're threatening pro-life clinics with legal action based on fraud. And yet it's okay for Planned Parenthood to advocate and say that they provide comprehensive reproduction care. That's Planned Parenthood.
Says. Yeah.
But you know what?
Got to go to break real quick. We've got pro-life attorney Susan Swift with us. Conversation continues right after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boom. boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Susan Swift continues with us, a pro-life attorney. Susan, as you were saying before we went to break, the abortion cabal is doing everything they can to continue to murder would-be American citizens. And we know the breakdown. 40%. I mean, here it is, you know, the Democratic Party, you know, is shocked that, black Americans have been leaving their party. Well, you know, a combination. They've been killing black Americans. And, and black America is waking up to the reality that here it is. I mean, you've got this murderous cabal that operates almost exclusively within the Democratic Party that are killing their children. So why do you want to support a party that's killing your kids?
Yes, it was. You'll know. It was Margaret Sanger, a very proud white supremacist back in the day, who actually started the abortion eugenics movement in America. And what she ended up founding is now called Planned Parenthood. But what she began with, she began selling black pastors on her project. It was called the Negro Project. And her entire goal was to reduce the birth rate of black people. And so she wanted to make sure that they had contraception, and she wanted to make sure that they could have abortion. That is still continuing today, and it is being sold to a black population. Like in New York City, we know that more black babies are aborted than are born. Wow. Don't tell me that abortion is not racist, because it was, yes, it was started as a racist eugenics program, and it is continuing to this day. There's a disparate racial impact of abortion on our country. And yet, these same people, what Margaret Sanger wanted to eliminate in this country, she wanted to eliminate blacks, browns, and Catholics. That was her goal. Look it up. I'm not making it up. And now, today, these same minority groups, blacks, browns, and Catholics, tend to still vote for the same type of pro-abortion politicians who are continuing that racist agenda. And it doesn't make any sense to me at all. And yet, at the same time, pro-life people like me, yes, I happen to be white, okay, but I am targeted because I am pro-life, and I guess I'm Christian. Does that make me a Christian nationalist? I am now targeted as racist because I advocate life for all races, and I don't agree with any kind of abortion at all. That makes me racist, and yet this same other white supremacist woman, Margaret Sanger, is heralded as some sort of noble character who's helped control, and actually the way they spin it is that it is a form of freedom, because freedom from reproductive cares. That's what they're doing in California and in Michigan and in Vermont. They just passed constitutional amendments to their state constitutions that advance a reproductive freedom, an individual reproductive freedom right. What does that mean? Nobody knows, because reproductive freedom is not defined. It has now opened the door for judges to interpret whatever they want it to mean. So reproductive freedom can be incest. What's to stop a 13-year-old from sleeping with her uncle, Uncle Joe, right? Why can't she enjoy her reproductive freedom? What's to stop a 12-year-old or a 16-year-old boy from having gender reassignment surgery because he wants to express his reproductive freedom? What about polygamy? What about bans on incest? What about surrogacy? If I'm an infertile couple and an infertile couple wants to enjoy their fundamental right to individual reproductive freedom, and that's mandated by the state, right? Then the state have to find and pay for a surrogate. I mean, this is going to start sounding like something, some perversion of The Handmaid's Tale. We might have something that says the state must find women to breed just to make sure that this reproductive freedom right is honored. I mean, it is crazy, but it was all sold, all of this, Proposition 1 in California, Proposition 3 in Michigan, and the Proposition 5 in Vermont. They were all sold by using the talisman of abortion. They were using that word abortion to say, we have to protect a woman's right to choose. And that's a lie, because you can't choose to murder someone. Nobody's got that right. But that's what it's been sold as. Abortion is a political talisman. It's the only thing that these radicals can advance on in talking points to get anybody to pay attention to what their agenda is. And then under the radar, as a stealth mode, it's not really about abortion, Proposition 1, 3, and 5. It's really about reproductive freedom, which is going to absolutely erode parental rights to protect their children. And it will erode the basis, the foundation of our society, which is marriage and the notion of basic, you know, laws that protect against any kind of, you know, basic health laws, that you can't marry your brother, you can't sleep with your mother. That has all now come under the radar, under the mantle, the talisman of abortion. Mm-hmm. And now these states are going to have this individual reproductive freedom in their constitution. And it's going to open up a door to all kinds of, it's very damaging to our society what they're doing in the name of abortion.
Susan, do they even understand this? This is the question I have, because when you do polling on issues of abortion, people seem to agree. I mean, you get large numbers, 60-70% of the people will say, you know, X when it comes to choosing life over death. And then all of a sudden they vote differently. And it just says, wait a minute, what happened here? How do I square up the circle? The only thing I can think of is that they didn't understand the way the proposition was placed. And this is the thing our founding fathers made clear, is that any law that was proposed to the people needed to be easily understood, because it's not like you go to the voting booth and you have a group of attorneys there to help you break it down and understand what's going on. But I think people are voting and they're thinking they're voting one way, but they're not, because they present them on purpose in a confusing manner, so that because it's all about the outcome. It's not about the principle or the policy.
It is all about the messaging, and the messaging is in California for Proposition 1 focused on, you know, the overturn of Roe versus Wade. We have to protect a woman's right to abortion, et cetera, which is, frankly, it's fake. It's a lie,
right?
Because
there was no overturn. There was no overturn of Roe v. Wade. I mean, they keep saying that. All it did, they returned, you know, with the Dobbs decision, they returned everything back to the states. It didn't. They didn't overturn it.
They did not change any laws in any state. California still has the right. In California, you have the right to kill your baby up till the moment of birth and actually beyond. action. Yes. Because in California, our Supreme Court in California has said multiple times that abortion is a fundamental right, a fundamental human right that we have in California. And we've also enacted the AB 2223, which is the infanticide bill, which says it decriminalizes the killing of a baby. Well, it decriminalizes the death of a baby born alive after a botched abortion due to causes that occurred in utero. So, and that period of time can be up to weeks. So long as somebody can point to a cause that occurred in utero, okay, that could be a chemical abortion, it could be an attempted surgical abortion, could be anything, DNA, it could be Down syndrome, it could be the cord wrapped around the baby's neck three times, however, whatever you want to point to, so long as you point to something that killed that baby after it was born alive, like a botched abortion, no one's going to investigate it. No one's going to find out.
Well, now,
it's all going to be buried and covered up.
Yeah, and what you're saying is Kermit Gosnell gets out of jail, which is what he said when he went in.
Yep.
He says, you know, eventually you'll figure it out and realize that I'm innocent.
Yeah, no, this is the problem. The big problem in our country is that people are not educated enough to actually read what's going on, and a lot of them vote with their emotions. And so we're seeing people who say, well, of course I don't want women forced to be pregnant. I mean, there was somebody when I was on the Dr. Phil show in the audience that said, well, you know, government is forcing women to be pregnant. It's like, no, they're not. There is no government that is raping women.
That's called rape. Exactly. And it's like, rape represents less than 1% of pregnancies. And here we are. We're being ruled by the minority.
Far as I know, it's not government officials raping anybody.
No, exactly. Well,
do we get off with the idea that somehow that the government is forcing women to be pregnant? It's like, no, these are all radical pro-abort talking points that rile up your emotions and make you think about it. What the vast majority of abortions are done for convenience. They're not for the health or life of the mother. They're not doing that. And it's not for rape and incest. Okay. If we just take out rape and incest and the life of the mother, I think that's less than 2%.
Yes, exactly.
Let's take it up to 5%.
Now you're doubling it. But no, it's up there. The thing is that you know, kind of stops me in my tracks is they want to insist it's their body, their choice. Well, you did. You made a choice. It was your body. You made a choice. Now you want to, once you made that choice, you want another choice, which involves murder. It's one thing to decide that you're going to offer your body, to somebody that you just met at a bar or whatever, because there is a consequence for that behavior, you want the rest of the country to pay for it. That's pretty rich, isn't it?
That's what's really going on. I'll say it. Women have to control their own bodies. You want to express your reproductive freedom? You have that right up until you've created another person. And you do that. That is a choice right there. Thank you.
Amen. Pro-life attorney Susan Swift has been our guest. Thank you so much. You got to have you back. Okay. So we've got to circle back, and I love all your input and insight. Thank you. Take care.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is